Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 21, Mumbela 19.
Big crash Bedford View, N3 northbound near Van Buren Road. You've got heavy queuing traffic both ways, plus more queuing traffic on the N12 R24 west towards the N3 south ramp at Kalulis.
Suid-Afrika se werkloosheidsyfer het gedaal van 33,5% tot 32,1% in die derde kwartaal van die jaar. Statistiek Suid-Afrika het vanoggend die syfers bekend gemaak. Die direkteur vir arbeidsstatistiek, Dikgolelo Posoko.
The number of unemployed persons decreased by 373,000 to 8 million during the same quarter. These changes in employment and unemployment resulted in the official unemployment rate decreasing by 1.4 percentage points to 32.1% in the third quarter of 2024.
Die minister van water en sanitasie, Pemi Majudina, sê die rede vir die waterkrisis in Gauteng is die wanbestuur van munisipaliteite. Dit kom nadat sy gister die media in Johannesburg toegespreek het oor die waterinperkings in die stad. Majudina het vroeër die parlement toegespreek oor die land se watersekuriteit.
These are big cities and the population is growing and the influx of people from all corners. Remember, Johannesburg is an economic hub of the country and everybody go to Johannesburg. However, the leaks are in turn as a result of under-budgeting for infrastructure maintenance by municipalities.
Die DA in Gauteng sê in plaas van behoorlik geskeduleerde gesondheid en veiligheidsinspeksies het die provinsiale onderwysdepartement 'n algemene verbod geplaas op kosverkope by skole. Die provinsies het meer as 400 gevalle van vermoedelike voedselvergiftiging en 23 sterftes aangemeld. Die woordvoerder Sergio Issa dos Santos sê 'n gebrek aan gesondheidsinspekteurs hou verband met onveilige, ongesonde of gevaarlike kos.
Instead of proper inspections, the province has imposed a blanket ban on school food vendors, an unacceptable measure that will destroy small businesses. We call for a more nuanced approach, allow compliant vendors to operate while focusing efforts on those not meeting safety standards. The government must ensure all vendors can easily become compliant and certified.
En wêreldleiers sak toe op Baku, Azerbaijan vir die COP29 vergadering. Die Britse eerste minister, Keir Starmer, sê hy sal ambisieuse doelwitte bekend maak vir sy land.
I think it's very important for the United Kingdom to show leadership on the climate challenge. It's a very important challenge of our time. It's also, I've long believed, the single biggest opportunity for the next generation of jobs.
Ek is Emil Pinaar, our top story this hour. Unemployment rate eases in the third quarter.
Hey, what? You start the show with some good news?
For once.
Yay, that's lekker. There's also something really weird about having the climate change conference in an oil-producing country. Again. Guys. It's always the men.
And the president of Azerbaijan said... oil and gas is a gift from God that we should use.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nothing to do with fraught old squash dinosaurs. Nothing at all. And petrified forests. Hey, so I wonder how the matrics are doing today. We're in the week 4 of final exams in Guni languages this morning. The guys and gals busy writing economics paper 1 at the moment. That's a bit of a kopkrapper day. And the Weather Bureau got it spot on again. Gister het hulle gesê 60% moontlikheid van reën en vandag 50%. Nou, it has been raining the entire night, my side, your side?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not stopping.
And look, I got a polar neck. I thought I'd packed away all of the winter goodies. And I'm like, hey, score, dude. You see, slordigheid can sometimes work in your favor. 22 for Josie today, 24 for Pretoria. Hot hits coming up. And we're also going to be talking about the bizarre new trend worldwide. I cannot explain it to you, but it's really big. It's happened in New York.